I want to come in unprepared. I want everyone unprepared. If you've actually ever prepared something for the show, you're fucking out. All right? We're coming in fresh. Hello and welcome. See, that's what I mean. Welcome to Balls Out No Flops for another week. We've got Ray's ideas. And see, these ideas, they're fresh. They just wrote them down, so they're allowed to come through. They weren't pre-thought. Freddie and Teddy. Contenders, pretenders. We've got a lot of rhyming going here. The Storm being absolute fucking pricks again. Sharks Compo Case and Coach of the Year.
Imagine a fucking huge festival.
Yeah.
Loud speakers.
Rocking out.
Going off, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Mr. A. Carney?
Good, mate.
Hello and welcome.
Good. Just got here.
You did just get here.
Just got here. Still set up, though.
Yep. I still watched you.
Yeah.
No, you're the setup guy, man. You come in, you clap your hands, you run around.
Yeah.
You're like a Turkish taxi driver at the airport. You know, getting all the luggage in, strapping it to the roof, clapping around. You're my good friend.
The last time I took a cab in with a Turkish taxi driver, he said, we can't use the bridge because it's shut down for the night, but I know a way. We'll get you there quick. And he drove the fastest I've ever seen him drive. It was fucking fantastic. Anyway, next day, there was no closure at the bridge.
Right.
It was absolute bullshit. But what an art. Mm. Like, just he convinced me.
The art of the grift. But having said that, he wouldn't let you use a seatbelt either, would he?
No, you don't use seatbelts over there.
Yeah.
You don't...
That's considered what?
They actually buy, like, this little metallic thing from the petrol station to put into the seatbelt thing so the car stops beeping.
A dummy clip, right?
Dummy clip, oh, yeah.
How good's that?
They could just put the seatbelt on.
Well, that's that.
And there was they've got these little minivans where you sort of you can just catch. It's like, sort of like a small bus. And I got on one of them.
I know what a minivan is.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit bigger than that.
It's
but
like a large car.
This
or
guy,
a small bus.
I didn't know that.
This guy was driving on the phone, speeding, going through red lights, and also collecting money at the same time. And I nearly died that day.
Yeah.
It was fucking insane.
I had the same deal in Rome.
Mm.
When me and the missus went out, we got lost one day. I said, let's just get lost. We'll walk around, we'll get lost, we'll find, you know. It was a great day, awesome day. We get a cab. I said, we'll just get a taxi back to our hotel. And this guy was steering with his wheels, with his knees. He was on the fucking phone, and he was smoking.
Yep.
Other hand was smoking.
Yep.
Biff got a taxi in Bangkok last week, and the driver had one arm. And was on his phone at times.
Wow.
You really take
your
life.
Just let him go, mate. He probably lost that arm in a crash, but...
Yeah.
What was he
smoking up?
I got a Sopranos update for you, too.
Oh, okay.
There's a... He wanted a rebuttal, right of rebuttal.
He doesn't
so
get
if you weren't listening the other week, friend of the pod, was upset that Larry Floyd gave way to end the Sopranos.
After 15 years.
But he came back with a rebuttal because he made it back safely after the one-armed taxi drive to Sydney, and he said he only started watching The Sopranos because he heard about it on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Ah. Well,
so
you're welcome.
Needed a 15-year gap before you gave away the finish.
Mm.
Yeah, look, I mean, all bets are off the table after 15 years.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't fucking know?
You shouldn't talk about the
end. Can I talk about Ten Commandments then that was made by Cecil B. DeMille in the 50s?
Well,
you know how that ends? The Jews win. in case you think I'm watching
this. Became a Mel Brooks movie.
Just before I came here, actually, there's a lovely lady I work with. It's like a little Indian lady. She's the sweetest thing ever. And I was rushing. She's like, where are you going? I said, you know what? I do a podcast, you know. I'll do blah, blah, and I'll do that. She's like, oh, I would love to listen. Can you please send me the link?
Get her on. Get her on.
She thinks you're a nice guy, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh, I'd just love to do
well,
a
we'd love for you
video.
To listen, you lovely old
Jesus.
Cunt. So,
hello.
Hi. So anyway, it's Morton Paragon's here, and I'm Larry Floyd. He's waving for something. Now, I had a talk to Jimmy the Hand the other day. The other day,
he's
came,
on the pipe.
He came in, yeah, he he's brought his pipe over. I had my pipe.
This guy's actually smoking a pipe.
We're smoking
now.
Pipes. Yeah. Both, we smoke pipes.
Why didn't tobacco you on pipe. The fucking
let's clear it.
I've got a spare pipe. You want a pipe?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm in on the pipe.
Yeah. So we're sitting out the back smoking a pipe. We're just puffing away on the
we
pipe.
We're solving crimes?
Oh, we're solving committing crimes. And
he's gone all wrong with the whole pipe thing. You've got to start off with a fucking Gatorade bottle pipe, and then you work your way up. You try all, and then he's jumped straight into a tobacco old man.
We've gone into the Oppenheimer pipe, man. Straight into the Oppenheimer pipe.
Yeah.
So he was retweeted by Buzz.
Ah, oh, yes, he showed me this.
Retweeted by Buzz. So
that's what happens when you start pipe smoking.
Yeah. shall we go to that later? Because it is about
no, you're in it. You're right. In the narrative.
We're in the narrative. So this is it. Jimmy the Hand. Thank you, Buzz, the voice of reason, as always.
Good.
The Storm didn't only cheat against Manly and Para, they cheated against all teams and all fans. I highly agree with that.
So you're starting to get me angry now.
If you fucking take the side of Storm in this.
It'll be juicy. What are you going to do? Juicy podcast.
Leave. What are you going to do?
I'll throw you out. I'll fucking bounce you out of here. Like a drunken leprechaun.
I wasn't going to, but now that you've said that, because I don't think you're capable of that.
They cheated against all teams and all fans, I reiterate. Two whole seasons were a complete write-off because of them, an absolute disgrace. Great lesson for the kiddies. Cheat, and if caught, celebrate anyway.
Well, that's it. Mate, they were fucking money laundering.
Well said.
They were. Yeah. It wasn't just cheating.
Mate,
they
that's
were
like the mafia
setting
over
up,
there.
Yeah, they were setting up fake businesses and all sorts of
Cayman
shit.
Cayman Island shit going on.
Yeah, they were, weren't they buying them speedboats and fucking. Mm. I remember hearing that Cooper Cronk allegedly was paid like 10 grand to just turn up to this tent at the Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
Just turn up, walk around, walk out. Here's your bag of money. See you later.
They, it's in the Epstein files as well, believe it or not. Epstein Oof. Is involved.
Oh, really?
During that era.
Are you saying the Storm were at Epstein's Island?
They were, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Allegedly. I'm going to have to say allegedly there, even though I didn't want to.
I really hate the way the Storm then did this pivot and tried to personalise it.
Mm.
Oh, does that mean that the careers of Billy Slater and Cameron Smith need... No one's saying that, right? We're saying those seasons, those players were assisted by illegal fucking means.
Yeah, they funded... Okay, they had... Who did they have? They had Cronk, Slater, Smith...
Inglis.
And Inglis, okay? So that's... They're just four of the best players in the game at that time. Had they not cheated, they would have been without one of those, at least. Let's say one, probably two.
Yep.
Okay? So do they win? If they don't have Smith, or if they don't have Slater, or if they don't have Cronk, or if they don't have Inglis.
Well, fact of the matter is they didn't play by the rules.
That's right. And you and I are all about the rules.
On the other hand, everyone knows that the Roosters...
Yeah, there's cheating going on.
Do their creative accounting.
Yeah.
And that's just let run.
So what's
and
what's
is that
the
because they're
then?
A Sydney team?
What's
honestly,
the
because they just do whatever they fucking want.
Mm.
And everyone makes a joke about the salary sombrero and all
but
that.
I guess
but
they
no
weren't
one
caught.
Does anything.
I guess, yeah. The Storm are caught.
Did they
want to
catch her? Like,
I don't know. What's the fuck is the
it's so murky
solution.
When you get to, you know, other payments that can be given to players and all this stuff.
Yeah, that third-party shit needs to be scrapped.
Well, third-party shit. I mean, you got the Bulldogs offering Tino a pub.
Yeah.
And it's not like Storm
it's
players have
everywhere.
Major cuts in betting agencies as a result of some of their ownership. You know, like, it's not a new thing.
Well, Taff went over to the Bulldogs because he wants to win a premiership. Apparently, he got offered a fruit cart.
Flemington?
He got offered a case of beer. Tino gets a pub.
The salary cap's fucked. They've got to get rid of it.
So get rid of the cap and anyone can spend as much as they want?
Not as much as they want because then the rich teams are just going to get richer.
Well, okay,
and the
so
poor
you're talking about a cap
poorer.
Then.
The way some
not
of these,
necessarily a cap.
You have to have a cap because the way some of these clubs are managed, they'd be gone in 5 years. Like, they're so mismanaged if they didn't actually have some form of cap.
Well, should the NRL manage all the salaries?
Yeah, it has to go through their accounts, everything.
NRL should manage all salaries.
But still not going to stop Politis buying his players, apartments, houses, all that sorts of shit. There's no way around it, really.
Because there's no cap in NFL, right?
You've just got...
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah. But like...
But it's like players get $25 million a season.
But I understand... I'm totally against what Melbourne did, and they don't deserve any recognition for those premierships. But then there's such double standards with other clubs.
Mm.
There's got to be a cap in the positions each team has. So you're allowed to have a first grade, amazing one player in the centres, or maybe two, one halfback. It's when the teams start getting like fucking three, four amazing best centres in the world, three, four amazing fullbacks. That's when it starts getting a little bit crazy. Okay, the Roosters had Manu, Tedesco. They've had all these other players in these positions. There's multiple like players that could play, you know, for Australia even. You've got to start there, at least.
The problem is that all those extra payments have nothing to do with rugby league. Those extra payments are the NRL's fear and knowledge that players can just walk over to French second division rugby and make more money.
Yeah.
So how do you keep the so-called elite players here? You give them that extra cut, right?
Yeah,
you give them something on the side because the money is there for these guys in other parts of the world. What's stopping them going to even Super League, Rugby Union, Wallabies? Yeah. Rugby's always been the thing. A lot of this stuff started around that Lottie Tikiere,
Wendell,
Matt Rogers, even Andrew Walker, believe it or not, era. And then when Joey Johns' contract came up, he was never going to, but he threatened to go to rugby.
Mm.
And that's when I...
And the NRL opened up a war chest to keep him, so the NRL paid him...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, it's
that's what it really is. They're scared of other codes and players just walking off and taking the cash in those codes.
Well, so open it up then. Open it up. Any money, but you've got to have a billionaire.
Drug money?
Drug money, Mexican cartels, whatever.
Wouldn't that be good?
And just but have a billionaire for each team. So you got there's billionaires out there. There's people buying all these shitty Premier League teams now.
Yes.
Now, that's the trend in America at the moment. They're all buying their fucking... They're going out there and going, oh, I know this player. You don't fucking know any of the players.
Isn't Messi playing for Miami?
Well, I was
going
to talk about that. Yeah. He had 80,000 people turn up just to welcome him to the stadium. You know, you guys are going to have fucking, what, two people come to your funeral? This guy's got 80,000.
Well, not if one of us is dead. It'll only be one.
And whoever's standing is going to be busy. They're going to be firing a cannon.
There'll only be one.
80,000 people welcoming.
Mm.
Hello, how are you? That's it.
Is it me you're looking for?
Oh, that is amazing.
Melbourne Storm doing that thing. On the night they played Para, one of the teams who they beat.
Yeah,
Is A-grade. I almost admire the shithousery of this.
Yeah, that's A-grade dog shit.
Do it on that night.
A-grade dog shit.
It's like Game of Thrones villain type act.
Yeah.
That's what it really is.
It's like they're executing someone in the town square.
But, yeah, the NRL should just fine them again. They should just fucking fine
them. Take points off them. Four points.
Bellamy off him.
Take Bellamy off, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Give him...
Holbrook.
Ooh, no. Who's...
Langmack.
Geraldo.
Slightly, yeah.
Langmack.
Langmack.
If I heard tomorrow that Craig Bellamy was coming to the Bulldogs, I'd have to take 2 weeks off everything just to celebrate.
Oh, mate. The amount of splooge.
It would be fantastic.
That your old Todgered fucking... Yeah. Dribble out.
He's good.
It'd be fantastic.
That's a little personal.
I ran into the Belmore Prophet the other week. Remember the Belmore Prophet?
He predicted that.
Yeah, he did. Ran into the Belmore Prophet the other week. He's not happy.
No?
This man's life revolves around that football team.
Yeah.
Like, when I say revolves around, there's nothing else. Can you imagine being in this position in your life?
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, it's not.
No, just footy.
As a man with two kids, mate. Man with two little kids.
It's good if your team is complete shit for a decade. It's not so good.
Yeah.
What's he got to prophesize? We got to be shit again next year.
Well, I tell you what's a really good prophecy to make with the Bulldogs is that they're going to win their last three or four games of the year.
Kick it in. We'll score 50 in each game. Everyone starts saying, look at that. Here they come. Seraldo, what a guy.
All right. So, Melbourne it comes.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad.
Too bad.
You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Oh. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
Drum beat, just love it. Balls out of flops. What's it going to be?
Both.
All right. Both. Go.
Hermaphrodite.
Thank you.
Not really, is it?
What do you call them though?
Cameron McInnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate.
18th century gravedigger.
Yes, now. Did you see him at the end of this game?
Oh, fucking hell.
He actually looked like roadkill.
Yeah.
Yep.
He looked like Leatherface.
Why wouldn't you, though?
This guy.
81?
You would remember
Mr. Rugby League
when a Parramatta fullback in the 80s, a very small fullback, Paul Taylor.
Yeah, Paul Taylor.
Made 50 tackles.
Mm.
It was like...
And that's at fullback.
This thing was on the news for a month.
Mm.
It was amazing. At fullback. Shows you strange. But kudos to you, Paul Taylor. You weighed about 10 kilos as well. But Cameron McInnes, 81 tackles.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yes. So balls out. And, mate, the shit you're doing to your body is...
He's Barry Beef,
as
he calls
him. Out of
control. Yeah.
Have you seen his Barry Beef?
He's just, mate, this is shocking. He looks like Dick Emery.
He said there,
anyone?
Apparently, his missus has to chew his food for him like a fucking mother bird and just spit it in his mouth.
You're right.
Man, that motherfucker... Well, he is just... Fucked up. He looks like he's from a Saw movie, just escaped from Saw.
But on the other hand, flop to everyone else in the Cronulla team.
Mm.
Like a little fucking help there.
It'll help.
Wouldn't go astray, would it?
No.
Like a couple of you could have moved to the left or right and made a tackle instead.
Yeah.
Just letting him get targeted by
Cam
the Penrith beasts for 80 minutes.
Yeah.
And he just keeps fronting up. Can you imagine what he felt like the next day? Holy shit.
Fucking hell.
He would have been beyond sore.
He looked like Wile E. Coyote. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Will a player reach 100 in a game?
He will.
In a half.
They should just let him in his last game. Just do all the tackling.
Yeah, his game could be 2 weeks away. He's going.
Yeah, poor guy. They got South this week.
We need before and after shots of Cam McInnes. We need shot from 5 years ago.
He's Wahlberg. He looks like, was it Wahlberg?
Yeah, he looked like a movie star.
Yeah.
Now he looks like a Spielberg. Movie villain.
He's a mess.
No, absolute balls out to him. He is Mr. Rugby League. That's what rugby league's about.
He is old school. He's an 80s player, isn't he?
Yeah.
How many hit-ups do you get, I wonder?
87.
None, I was going to say.
How could you?
You got something?
Or
you
I got a flop, unfortunately, for my boys, the Raiders, and our attack. We just don't. You seem to understand that, you know, you've got to work on it. Like, the crash plays just don't...
They were fucking terrible, weren't they?
That's all they did. And that's all they've been doing. We've been saying this since round three this year. That's all they do. Crash play, crash play, crash play, and then they just throw it out the back line.
No playmaker, mate.
It doesn't matter, playmaker. You can't fucking do any kind of back line movement on the second or third.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be in the last when you've done bloody 10 crash plays, which are extremely slow play the balls, mind you?
Yeah.
You've got five people getting off you. And
you got the slowest play the ball in the comp.
And the defense sets itself, and then what do we do? Another crash play. I just don't get it. I asked ChatGPT. I asked, you know, how can the Canberra Raiders improve their attack? Skill development. In, this is amazing, by the way. This is like pages. I won't read all of it. This is like fucking
please
book.
Don't.
Tactical play. Develop diverse attacking strategies. Of course.
Ooh, coach.
Communication. Encourage AI effective coach. Communication among players and coordination. Fitness. Support play. decision making. Teach players to read game
situations.
This situation.
Is better than anything I've ever heard Ricky Stewart say. ever.
Video analysis. Study game footage. It's got set piece, proficiency, scouting opposition, analyze opposition defense patterns, positive mindset.
Study game footage
you
during
love
the game.
Mindset. You're a big fan. Didn't you read a book about that recently? Positive mindset. You're raving sure. about it. Raving.
Oh, man. It's just seriously. And the press conference, Stuart said, oh, we've had a hard month. We had a fucking bye. We've played the Tigers. Like,
yeah.
No.
Because it's a hard month for you, cunts, because you had a very easy run.
We've had a very easy run. That's why we're at where we are. I admit it. All right? I admit it.
We're startled by the bright lights of Canberra after the darkness of New Zealand. Is that what it was?
Yeah. That's startled.
Cameron McGuinness, gentlemen. How many tackles do you reckon he missed?
Oh, shit.
Four? Made 81. He missed three.
Wow.
Fuck. No, the whole game. And by the way.
That's what they'll focus on at training. Yeah, missed three tackles.
Video footage. Yeah. Sitting around. He made 14 runs for 96 metres.
Wow. What a beast.
That's like, good.
This guy, he should get a week good. Off.
Yeah.
He should.
He should get a week off.
Yeah, and Stuart was saying all that, and he looked like he was like he's sitting on the sideline like he was just fucking waiting at the RTA or something. He was just fucking hating it. And
well, if he was waiting at the RTA, he'd still be there.
Yeah. Mm. And he just, I don't know, I was really disappointed with the press guy. I know they're not meant to fucking reveal all that shit, but... There was no talker. He said, well, to get our attack right, we've got to get our defense right. It's two different things, mate.
Yeah. I don't Does he know which one's which?
I love it.
And he kept saying, that's not us.
To get our attack right, we have to get our defense right.
He said that. He did.
My turn. I'm going to flop. I'm flopping a guy at work.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Right, I didn't know we could do this.
Well, yeah.
It's two work references.
I was in the Dunny at the Institute of Goal Line Defence and 40-20.
Yep.
I was in the Dunny just taking a piss before big meeting. And I opened the door, I opened the door to go out and there's a motherfucker standing where the door is.
Mm.
Right? So there's two doors. He's come into the little foyer.
Okay.
You say foyer?
I say foyer. What do you say?
Foyer.
Foyer. What are you fucking?
Yeah, I know.
Voyeur?
Saying it voyeur? Correctly. Who am I?
Foyer. I say foyer too. What do you say?
Foyer.
To the cops.
He would know.
it's on your draft standing seat. In the foyer. Waiting.
Foyer.
With his fucking finger.
He's a good player.
With shit on it.
That's a good story.
Almost.
That one you told me about, the number on the door's a good one.
Almost.
Too.
Almost with shit on his finger. And he's standing there with his finger on the fan button, ready to go. And I walked out of the Dunny.
On the fan or the hand dryer?
No, the fan. Because we've got a fan and a light switch. And he's got that ready to go. Sees me come out, hits the fan button. I was only pissing, by the way. And
out of your
barges past me. Barges past me to go in. Fucking retard.
Wow.
Did the fuck is that?
Busting?
I don't know. But, I mean, there's a certain sense of social etiquette where there's stay out of the foyer.
Yeah.
Let take his piss.
Yeah.
Don't be standing. Right. Anyway, I'm going to confront him tomorrow.
What I've noticed, I've been trialling out in public, is like good prop forwards do. Get your bumpers up, mate. Get your bumpers up whenever there's a crowd. Just get your bumpers up and just push through the crowd. You should have got your bumpers up for him and taking him down.
Mate,
I think it was more a hip drop situation. You should have waited till he flew past and you just hit him from behind.
Well, I was a bit worried.
On the ground in the toilet, though.
Yeah.
You're going to land on him.
Well, he's rushed to get there. If I hip dropped him, I could have got shat on. I didn't like that, right? So.
Nah.
But fuck that guy.
Yeah.
You had something to add, you said.
Well, if you are... in my part of the institute, there's a small toilet with in the west wing. There's a small urinal in the foyer area.
Yeah.
And then a shit box.
There is.
Now, if you are in the shit box and you hear someone pissing, I think you wait till the person pissing leaves.
You stay.
Yeah, you do.
You stay. Yeah. But this is not happening. No. People are coming out of the shitter and overlapping to the one sink in this Oliver Twist like fucking factory.
You want to wait till it's clear.
You gotta wait.
Yeah. Until there's at least 15 second silence before
you need radio silence before you exit.
Well, the door slams pretty loud. You gotta hear that door. No, I agree.
What is that?
It's fucking idiots. That's what it is.
Do we need to fucking conduct lessons on this shit now?
No fucking toilet etiquette.
Didn't someone shit on top of your toilet once?
Yeah, did it up a decker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She did.
True story.
Speaking of toilet etiquette, I'll do a quick flop with Adam O'Brien because he doesn't have toilet etiquette. Remember, he barged someone into a bathroom at their races or something, didn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's got a forearm tattoo. You noticed that?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know how to feel about that as a coach, and he's been wearing a lot of short sleeve shirts. He's got it rolled up.
Yeah, he's trying to be one of the kids, one of the boys.
It's immature, isn't it?
Yeah. So they've won like four in a row, and they're showing form, and they've been sounding out Justin Holbrook.
Mm.
It's weird.
Clearly not confident about this guy.
Yeah, it's a weird situation, isn't it?
He doesn't look like he's quite like he's like a teacher who wants to be cool.
Yeah.
Fuck
like, those
guys.
Doesn't
work out yet that he's the boss. It's like, you're the guy, mate.
Yeah.
That's your job. You're the guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know top down, buddy. Top down.
I bet he's got his name tatted there as well.
So Adam. He can remember.
Yeah. O'Brien or Adam with a
he's probably got Ponga's name there.
Ponga.
Ponga's tats need work too.
Well, that's a new fucking style, isn't it, of tattooing? There's a few people at the institute.
Shit.
That have those.
Well, just random pictures.
Random scribbles, yeah.
Not even pictures, they're logos.
Shit emojis.
And scribbles.
Scribbles?
Yeah.
Why would you put a business corporate logo tattoo on your arm?
Why? Just... For $2 million.
Oh, yeah.
You reckon he got paid for that?
No.
He's got the Nike tick on it. He's got Nike tick. Just do it. He's got, I'll be making up the rest. So
he's in good form, though, let's say that.
Oh, he's a great player. He's a great player.
He's got the BP logo. That's strange, one would think.
Just
blood pressure?
quick balls out.
Microsoft Windows logo. Odd.
Grant Atkins for making a tackle this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't like him,
but he got in the way of my favourite guy, Tyson Smoothie. I love that guy, Tyson Smoothie.
It was Smoothie all over the place.
That was going to be his first try in the NRL.
It was.
And it was over.
He spilt it.
And that was full-on collision as well. He actually tackled him.
Yeah.
He actually stopped him from scoring a try.
It was good contact, actually.
It was great contact.
Atkins.
And flopped to Brooks's kick for touch that went 1 metre backwards.
That was good. That was fucking hilarious.
It literally went behind him.
Any kick that goes backwards, people remember.
Yeah. Can I just flop the fucking 6 o'clock time slot when your team's playing? Because, I mean, that's fucking dinner time. You can't eat. You can't prepare your food. You can't eat.
Yep.
End up having to get halftime food. Scoffing it down.
Third world conditions, that is.
Mate, you know.
Unbelievable.
I'm labouring.
Why can't you eat when you're watching it? I feel guilty. I feel like I'm letting the team down. I get this weird, like, I feel like we're going to lose. I'm letting the team down.
You're
going to
lose
eating.
Anyway.
I'm not
taking it seriously.
Man, I'm yelling so much and moving so much that you can't put fucking food in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm throwing shit. I'm yelling. I'm swearing. I'm fucking giving everyone the finger.
I feel like if I'm too comfortable on the couch, I'm letting the team down.
Well, that's true too. I've got to make myself uncomfortable,
yeah. You got to sit up. Like, you got to be there with the boys.
This is all news to you. I sit right on the edge of my seat.
What are you talking about?
I feel like if I notice shit, I've been slouched on the couch. I've got to sit forward.
You've got to be uncomfortable.
If you're at a game, would you drink a beer while they're playing?
Yes, but I'd be sitting upright while doing it.
What am I dealing with here?
And I lay out the clothes I wore to the last win next to me. They're all next to me on the seat next to me. So, I mean, make of that what you will.
That and your Latrell Mitchell skin suit you're planning.
He's all right.
He's all right.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, the Rugby League Rock and Roll Podcast. So, Ray's ideas?
Yep, sure.
You should be brief.
You've got full of them.
I've always got ideas, but you know, I've had some really good ones. And
you had your idea, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wasn't the flying submarine your idea?
The flying submarine.
It's not bad.
The flying submarine.
Sure.
Fucking jetpacks. How are we doing, flying submarines?
Well, have you seen the new jetpacks?
Yeah, I have. The jetpack racing.
Saw the video, the racing. Yeah,
yeah, they got the fucking was like that the real? Iron Man gloves. Yeah. And they got the jets on them.
Man, that's
jetpack racing.
Get them.
I also appreciate it as a connoisseur of good sports. The video you sent me of the Dutch women's hockey team.
That's
a good team,
isn't it?
It's a good team.
We could get behind them.
We get in front, behind, with them.
What was implied?
I've had the piggyback try idea. Come on, that's a good idea. Usually,
yeah, that's an idea.
That's a great idea.
Was the pole vault try your one?
Pole vault try was my one. Thank you very much. The sin bin. The sin bins. Yeah.
My idea was the sin bin where they actually have to sit in a bin like a dumpster, and it's sponsored by whatever dumpster company that week.
Yeah.
They have to sit in that for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Nice.
Maybe sort through the recycling or something.
They should have to sort. If they had to sort recycling for 10 minutes, can you imagine some of those? They need a little box in the corner.
Matt Lodge sorting through the fucking...
Stefano, whoever from the Tigers, sorting out hard rubbish from recyclables. Yeah. That's what we need.
Is this a PET 3 plastic bottle?
The good one I had with the scrum, which you guys didn't give me praise for, but it will happen.
Four-way scrum.
No, 20 metres away. You've got the scrum. You're attacking. You set your attack vertically right behind the scrum.
Oh, shit. This again? You're fucking
I'm not bringing
again?
I'm just saying. These
Flack
some of
wasn't
the,
your
that
idea.
Were,
no, Flack was mine.
Flack wasn't
his
your idea.
But that, I'm telling you, anyway, that's not my idea. I suppose it's not an idea. It's probably going to be silly, but in defence, wouldn't it just like the coach just go, all right, you're marking this person this game, and you just stay on that person the whole time? So every player has a person they mark, and they just stay on them the whole time.
That's what it used to be like. When I grew up, that's what it used to be like. If you were 13, you marked 13.
Well, whatever it is, like you'll have to, have a team that's quite athletic, so you don't have a fucking young, small person up against a big person, blah, blah, blah. But you just mark up against that one player. I remember when I was in junior year, my coach made me do that. There was another player that was, he was really, really good. He said, I just want you to mark up on him. And I was in his face the whole fucking game. He fucking hated me by the end of it.
I know how he feels.
Yeah, I'm sure he hated
you. Why would that
Someone told you to mark us?
Why would that fail? Because right now I'm sick of the fucking winger running in unmarked pretty much all the time.
Maybe you can ask the fucking Sharks players. Guinness is marking everyone.
Yeah.
No,
as long as Josh Adokar doesn't have to mark that centre from the Dolphins who threw him into the stands.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice. And then I enjoyed that, and I go for the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
If your opponent scores the one you're marking, then it's your fault. It's,
accountability. That's what we're talking about.
That's why, because of accountability.
That's why, but because then that would lead to mental issues and the onset of early depression.
The coach yelled at me.
Yeah. I just don't understand why. It wouldn't work.
See, back in the day, they used to make a lot of...
Why wouldn't it work?
Is this your only idea?
Pretty much. I've got...
Back in the day, Mr. Floyd, they used to make a lot of, centres marking each other because they'd actually mark up on each other, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they'd be into each other the whole game.
That's right. Well,
that's how I was taught to play football. You mark... If you're the dummy half, you mark the other dummy half.
Now we've got the winger sprinting out. And then I know the defence is covering by going behind them, but it never works. And there's always a fucking try.
Yeah.
So let's just bring it back, mate. Old school, just fucking follow your player, whatever shape they throw at you, crisscross, whatever, you just stay with your player and there'll never be a try scored again.
There'd be a lot of spite, a lot more spite in the game because when you mark someone for an entire game of anything.
That's what happened with me.
Spite, my experience, my personal experience of marking people is after... 5 to 8 minutes. They despised me.
Yeah.
And that's before
that
the ball.
It took them that long?
That's before the ball got anywhere near us because
yeah,
they just felt it.
You were marking off the ball.
And heard it. Heard a lot.
Interesting. I don't think it's going to work.
No. Well, you haven't given me a reason. You haven't given me a reason.
Because they send 3 into every tackle.
3 into every tackle. You can tackle one-on-one someone if you get up in their face.
Not me personally.
You're saying only one-on-one tackles in rugby league.
Well, it has to be. You're only marking one person.
We need this in a trial game.
Because there's an offload.
And you can only tackle your guys. Is this what you're saying? So if Tedesco gets the ball, Reece Walsh is the only guy who can tackle him.
Well, yeah, whoever is marking up against him. So he just follows Tedesco wherever he goes. He just follows Tedesco.
See, he's somewhat changed the game.
30, it would, of course it would.
26 cunts just running around looking for the guy they're supposed to fucking mark.
They're not that smart.
You're fucking crazy, cunt.
I was watching a game. Bulldogs and someone from the 80s. It was a semi-final and there was a kicking duel.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
remember that used to happen.
It would have been the Raiders.
And I often watch.
Because Ricky Stewart was a master of the kicking duel.
I often watch rugby league and think, okay, you're 10 out from your line. You're going to have 4 guys just go headlong into a brick wall to get to your 30.
Yep.
Or just give it to Matt Burton and tell him to kick it 85 metres right now. Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Queensland actually did a lot of that in one of the Origin games last year. Yeah. They just kicked early and just pinned New South Wales for the whole second half.
Yeah.
Like, there are other ways to do things here, people. You don't have to go headlong for 5 tackles to get to 30 metre.
That's South's favourite thing. Just fucking give it to the pigs up the middle.
Oh, I've just fucking,
whereas you could actually give it to Latrell Mitchell and he could kick it like 65 on the fly.
Easy.
And if you did it early in the tackle count with fullbacks up on the line, it could actually cause mayhem and it could cause teams to put their fullback back where they should be and create openings.
But and then bring back the chip and chase.
I love the chip and chase.
Chip and chase is good.
We haven't seen one out 20-30 metres out, out of your own try line, just one from your own end. Chip and chase.
Scotty Gale's one. Double chip and chase.
Yeah. That was good.
YouTube that. Scott Gale, chip and chase. Enjoy.
That's the best.
What about from the kickoff, if you kick a goal, game over?
Jesus Christ.
Game, that's it, you won.
Game
you kick
over.
From kickoff, you kick it 50 metres over the black dot. Game
there
over.
Needs to be harsher penalties right now for shit attempts at short dropouts. I say, if you do a short dropout and it doesn't go over the 10, you go for 10.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yep.
Start sorting out some recycling.
I can't watch it anymore. Work it out.
You're getting your plastics.
I'd have the ball boy on the sideline. If I know that that ball's not going 10, I'd throw another ball on the field, and that would be dead ball straight away.
There you go. All right, I've got Freddie and Teddy, or Freddie v. Teddy here?
Freddie and Teddy. James Tedesco, shut the fuck up.
Ooh,
good advice. I have no context here, but I totally agree.
Being Freddie now?
This is what I'm starting with. So no he comes context. Out with this statement after losing Origin.
Yep.
After then going to Byron for a week in the middle of the season and missing a game, and after leading his Roosters to absolute depths of despair.
Shit show.
And then he comes out saying Freddie should definitely be coach next year and I back him 100%. Of course you do, because he's the only guy who'll pick you again, idiot, because you're done. Now, can we talk about the elephant in the room, which is the spare tire around this man's fucking center of his body?
Yeah.
You're fat, man.
Too much holidaying.
You are fat. You're not even in shape.
Arancini balls.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Two of them.
Have you had arancini balls?
Yeah,
you can neck. You can neck those cunts down all day.
Yeah. But it's like a meal that's just condensed into one little ball.
It's like plutonium of food.
Anti-protein balls. Yeah. That's what they are. Now,
Teddy's Italian too, so that's what I'm saying.
What you're saying here is that you want to get picked for Origin next year. That's what you're saying.
We get that
you were captain. We're moving on.
He's the ghost of Teddy Pass.
The relationship is over. Cam Murray should and will hopefully be captain of New South Wales next year.
And Cam McInnes should be fullback.
Cam McInnes, he can play anywhere he wants.
You think you'd have to have him. Yeah, but I think you're right.
How many tackles could he make in an Origin game?
Oh, Cam McInnes.
All of them. He'd be in all of them.
Just rub out his shoulder.
But what is this? talking about Freddie so you can stay in. Your time is done.
He's one of the main reasons why Roosters haven't gone so well, because he just hasn't had that line break. Players are just tackling him straight away.
Well, because the trainers are bringing out Arancini to him.
Arancini.
Instead of fucking water.
Liquefied Arancini.
There was that fake photo going around with Fat Teddy. Remember I showed you?
Yeah.
That's the weight I want him to get to over the preseason.
Like Dave Taylor size.
Was it fake?
I don't know.
He's declared his desire to captain the Kangaroos in the end of year tests. Okay. I'm sure there's a few people who would like to do that.
Exactly.
There's probably some who
are
more qualified than you. He skipped their victory against Gold Coast because he fucked off. This guy. And then at the end. How about this? Sorry. At the end.
Go on.
I've been coping well. Had a lot of people reach out and send supportive messages. About what?
Yeah. I'll send you a message.
Yep.
Go.
Been coping well.
I've been coping well. Now he's doing the victim thing.
Yeah.
It is crazy, though. He has had, 5 years where he has been the best player in the game?
The pinnacle, yeah.
5 years straight, I reckon. Without doubt. And all of a sudden,
maybe the doctors told him to get a
stop. Happens. Now he's not.
Allegedly. Yeah, he's got to change his game around. He's that's what champions his game. Do.
And he's 30 years old. He's got to be in absolute peak shape once you hit 30 if you want to be elite.
Yeah.
And he ain't.
Yeah, like those, like Patrick Mahomes.
Someone. That's your man crush.
Oh, man. You watch a quarterback.
He's good.
That show.
So shut up, Teddy.
Yeah.
And like, Freddie.
And Freddie. Double shot.
Freddie's going to come out next week and say, I think James Tedesco should be captain of the New South Wales team next year. Idiots.
They haven't decided on him coaching yet, have they?
No, no. They're going to
wait for us to forget all the bullshit.
Yeah.
While we're on it, can we go to Sharks compo claim?
Yep.
Now, they are free-falling, this team. They are a fucking disaster.
Yep.
They are so bad now.
Do you reckon that's got to do with Nicho Hynes and Origin.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And they should seek compensation off Brad Fittler for damages.
They should.
Yeah. You know they should.
They should. He's been sulking ever since, man. He's just he has not cracked a smile. And our Nicho, the Nicho we know,
and
he smiles and love.
Not so much.
And wears booty shorts. You see that photo shoot he did?
No, I don't.
It's like an upskirt.
Oh, jeez.
The whole thing.
Good for you, Nicho.
He has not smiled since being dropped. He's just been sad and
mopey.
He's the Dally M Player of the Year.
Yep.
And
they broke him, man. They fucking broke him.
Freddie broke him.
Yep.
And I think they should seek damages.
Yeah. Fair enough.
They should.
There's a case in that.
They're not even going to make the eight.
But that happened to Cody too, right?
He broke him. Took him a year and a half to come back.
Yep.
He's done it with Luai. I don't think Luai will ever get back to
where he was. They got a double claim because they got Talakai as well.
Talakai. Oh,
yeah, Talakai.
Yeah.
They could throw him in as a fucking witness. Show a pattern of behaviour going on here.
Yeah, I think there could be a case there.
Seriously. He destroyed this guy.
They definitely fucked him.
He destroyed this guy.
But he does have his mum living with him too now.
Yes, well.
That could be a fucking...
That's not good, is it? For a man in his prime.
Man in his prime with those looks and his stature.
I know.
You don't want your mum living there, especially if she's...
Maybe you just tell her to go out every time. RSL but club or something. No, not with... Yeah, you can't.
Not with her past.
No.
Allegedly.
Another person that Freddie broke... And we're seeing it now, is Gutherson. Have you seen his haircut? He's gone full fucking Nazi skinhead.
Mate,
he is tormented by his origin time.
More Buddhist monk.
Oh. I thought he looked like he just got out of Buchenwald's work camp.
But it converted to Buddhism.
Yeah, work will set you free.
Gaffo, what's he saying to us with that haircut?
It's very, what's his coach, Brad Arthur, like as well? Like just full on.
He's saying, I'm getting rid of any semblance of physicality and I'm looking up the material world. He's basically giving up the material world.
He's giving it up.
Because you wouldn't make yourself that ugly on purpose.
No.
Halloween's months away. No.
He was just all hair. There's nothing else to him. He was just hair.
I didn't even notice until he fucking got rid of it. Now he looks like a fucking pool ball.
He looks like fucking Ray Stone.
He had good hair.
What happened to Ray Stone?
Yeah, he had good hair.
Where did Ray Stone go?
Yeah, he's
Dolphins.
Dolphins, is he doing anything?
He comes on occasionally.
Occasionally.
That's occasionally his... comes on, does a really big hit, then limps off.
Seems to be his MO, doesn't it?
Yeah, bastard. Poor Gutho.
I did say he was losing his hair, though. I did say he was losing his hair
a few weeks ago. So it was just one of those things, he looked in the mirror one morning.
I got to get rid of it.
I think Tohu Harris has got to do...
I think you love him.
A hair... I love his hair. A hair care... NRL hair care video.
Tutorial.
Tutorial. Show us his steps, the steps of what he does to look after that mane.
It's that lustrous.
Wild mane.
It is wild but lustrous.
Man. He's got like three...
I haven't seen you this.
Three hairs growing out of...
Impressed by something in a long time.
Three hairs growing out of every follicle. I've got that on my fucking back.
He's got trifollicles.
I got that on my back. You see my hairy back.
You and Cameron Smith could have a hairy back off.
Yeah.
You got more hair on your back than you do on your head.
I know.
That's crazy. If you put all that back hair together, you would have like fucking long sort of grungy hair.
Oh, I'd not be long.
No, it would be long.
You look like Eddie Vedder in the '90s.
Back hair. Bringing it in.
Back hair transplant.
Surely that you can do that.
Yeah.
And you've given up.
You might end up looking like...
Oh, yeah, gave up a lot.
You might end up looking like Russell Fairfax in 1974.
I'd take it. I'd fucking take it. Why wouldn't you?
Went to the beach with him and took his shirt off. Usually, you know, he keeps up to date with all that sort of stuff. And that this time around...
Well, I clipped the front. I clipped the front.
You clipped the front. It was
Summer,
like
I clipped the
Sonic.
Back.
No. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Business at the front, party at the back.
Do a back hawk. Just leave a strip.
I got in trouble with fucking Greenpeace for drift netting on my back. And a fucking starfish and a seahorse.
Partridge and pear tree.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Cronulla, seek damages. I'm happy to represent you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
pro bono.
Pro bono.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. So we've got Coach of the Year.
Ooh. Look, I'm hearing Andrew Webster.
Yeah, everyone's saying that.
Then people have come up with the alternate, Kevvy Walters.
Kevvy Walters, yep.
It's fucking Ivan Cleary.
Yeah, this is always the case every year.
It's nothing but Ivan Cleary. That team is a machine.
Yeah, but
and he loses players and they just continue. It's him.
It's always the case.
Coach.
They're
the best team and he has them running on absolute, just immaculate fucking...
That's true.
Well, the coach award should be most improved coach then.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
So you have your Dally M coach, which will be the team
most improved team.
And then the most improved team, most improved coach.
Is it better
bring back the most improved?
Like Webster took shit.
Yeah, everyone used to get a...
Yeah.
Shit to decent, shit to respectable, right? That's a great effort.
Jimmy was telling me that Webster doesn't do top-down coaching. He goes to the players and say, how do you want to play? What do you want to do? How can I help you facilitate this?
Sure, you're marking this week.
Yeah.
Stay on him.
Stay on him.
Stay on Tedesco.
Stay on Fat Guts. Arancini. Stay on him.
Nickel Klukstar.
They should bring back the most improved, but the players one is always the player that's not so good.
They always
give him as a sort of courtesy.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
Most improved, Tane.
Good on you, Tane.
Cam McInnes has to get some award this year.
Oh, fucking hope.
Just donating your body to rugby league. Yeah. That should be his award.
And then science.
Your mind and body.
Well, on that, what about Wally Lewis, eh?
What's happened?
He's showing signs of CTE.
Major signs.
What, you killed someone? Is that what happens?
No, apparently he's got like early onset dementia and they reckon it's from... Impact.
Of course, it could be impacts, could be alcohol, could be anything. But how many other players are there from his era?
He can't remember.
Nope.
We don't know 100% sure.
I don't like making jokes at your...
We don't know for sure.
At your behest, yeah?
Like you see...
No, you don't know for sure, but if you knew what 2 and 2 were, you'd probably say 4. Or maybe
Jeff,
not you.
Jeff Tuvey, Mark Carroll, have you seen them speaking? Yeah, one of their shows.
Mark Carroll's a wild ride.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to come out. He just barely keeps it together.
Yeah.
He does. And
love you, Spud.
Yeah, oh, he's great. But I don't know, man. We don't have definitive research yet.
Do we? Do we not?
No, we don't. I don't think we do.
No definitive reason. Well, the thing is, they can't research till they cut your fucking brain in half.
Yeah, but maybe can they cut all the healthy ones in half as well?
Actually, they cut part of his brain out because he was having seizures. He had a seizure on TV.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so they cut that part of his brain out. Mm. They said it was from brain, from damage. Anyway, King, we're thinking of you.
Coach it here. Ivan Cleary.
All right, we're just going to do a few.
It's finished.
We got an email.
I haven't been reading them in a while, but this is a special one.
I thought it was prudent that I read it. Hey, idiots, 1, 2, and 3.
Good start.
Which one? I'm number one, of course.
I'm 2.
Yep.
I'm idiot 3? Yep. I thought I was 1.
I'm the best one.
And the dance goes on.
I'm staying at 2. Seems like a neutral position to be
number 1.
In.
Hey, idiots, 1, 2, and 3. Remember me. John Scott, this guy is.
Hey.
We do remember it. Wawa's top 4 boys and will make the final versus Penrith.
Who?
Wawa's.
Warriors?
Warriors, yeah.
Top 4. They will be Warriors top, anymore. They will be top 4.
They will be,
no
because
doubt.
Of,
but he
because
says
of
we'll
the
make
draw.
The final versus Penrith. So, I think it's sort of GF.
Ooh.
Versus Penrith.
Top 4, I don't know. I don't know if they're up to Broncos and I'd love to see it.
Anyway, that's not the interesting part of the email.
No? Okay.
The next part I kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of the joint just in time.
Hey! Hello to our listeners, all of our listeners in various correctional facilities around Australia and Southeast Asia. We welcome you all.
As far as I just thought all our listeners were in jail.
That's what our figures show, that most of our
listeners
are incarcerated. And on release, they stop listening.
Yeah. And I did ask him what he did, and he told me, but I'm not going to go into it.
Okay.
It's nothing.
Can we get a clue?
I asked him if he was a sex pest, because that's why I just went straight to sex pest, because I thought our listeners would all be sex pests.
You
but
can't
it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Yeah.
So,
you can't say you're a sex pest in the joint.
That's depends how big you are. You could do some pesting of your own, couldn't you? And...
Some pesting.
I got out of the joint just in time. South Sydney top 6, then lose in the semis. Cunties. Yeah, go Warriors. Okay, thank you, John Scott.
Nice. Yeah, I think...
love your work.
I think Souths have...
He's up and about now too, he says. So good on you, son.
Mm-hmm. We should do a deal with the jails just to play our
we
stuff.
Should do a tour.
Tour. We should do
like
a tour.
Like Johnny Cash.
Folsom Prison Tour. We should do that.
Like a Metallica played San Quentin.
Yeah, right. They did. They
do
did.
A bit of that. Where would we start? Could we start, like, could we have a warm-up gig at, like, Silverwater?
Silverwater.
As a warm-up.
Oh, I don't know. You wouldn't start Silverwater.
No.
I'd start Long Bay.
Long Bay. Yeah,
Long Bay before Silverwater.
Yeah.
Long Bay.
I'd go Goulburn. I'd start where the footy players are, where Haney's, where, you
we
know.
We do the weekend detention guys at Silverwater.
Okay.
Like, that's easy. Not that I have any experience of weekend detention at Silverwater.
No. Of course not.
I think he's on the money there. I think Souths. I just had him top 2.
Well let's go through this. We've got contenders and pretenders. So let's have a look. Let's go through who's playing this week, and then we'll give our predictions.
All right. So you want to do it via the who's playing this week?
Yeah, let's do it like that way.
I like this game. Roosters, Manly.
Yep. Fucking oath.
Roosters like around? Is there still a sniff?
Roosters are short odds, 150. Well, they're coming 14.
Bullshit. Manly. Manly will win.
I understand Trbojevic isn't there, but Manly, the betting agencies hate them.
Mm.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They're always these ridiculous fucking odds. The Roosters are on 22 points.
private school.
The teams on eight are like 26. I can't see them making it.
No. And you know what's going to happen? Now that they're not going to make it, they're already clocked off, knowing the Roosters. They got no steel.
JWH, bumper bars all fucking week.
Also, talk about Cooper Cronk leaving, dissension in the coaching ranks.
No halves.
I think this season's a write-off.
I'm going Manly. Can Manly make the eight?
Yes.
What's their run like?
Well, here we go.
Can make the eight, but...
It all depends on the run. That's all it is now.
Captain's run?
Nudie Manly run. Are playing... Someone fucking say something while I'm clearly...
Manly are playing Roosters.
Manly are playing the Roosters, and they'll win that. They'll win it handily.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's what they'll do. Then they're playing Penrith.
Ouch. Not
home.
Making
they're
it.
They're at home. Warriors in New Zealand.
Not. In New Zealand.
No. Dogs... Tigers, so the last two are easy.
Yeah. How many points are they on?
About a dog to be running points. Into peak form by
four,
second last
4 points behind.
4 points behind.
They're not making it.
Had all their buys.
They would have to win one of that, like Roosters, Panthers, Warriors next three.
Yeah, all right. So Manly are out.
Rough. They're out.
We call them Manly out.
You're out, but I think you'll win.
Roosters
this
out,
week.
Manly out. Next.
Yep. But they've still got a sniff. The Roosters don't.
Oh, I love a good sniff.
Yeah.
Sex pest.
Oh, yeah.
Titans, Warriors.
It says it on my license.
Sniffer.
Zuffle.
Titans, Warriors.
Titans, Warriors.
Zuffle. I haven't heard that.
You love Zuffling, don't you?
No.
If the Warriors aren't careful, I think the Tits will win this game.
What are the, and I think what are the odds there?
Fuck, you're making me jump around like I'm your secretary here.
Motherfucker.
Titans are paying $3.16. Warriors are playing $1.36. It is on the Gold Coast. It is Friday night at 6 o'clock, your favourite time. I think you can eat during this one, Larry
I will
Floyd.
Eat during that one.
You can eat.
I'll lay out my clothes.
I'm going
week.
Upset Tits. The Tits beat the Cowboys.
Every tit I've touched has been an upset tit.
I'm going to be tight for about an hour, and then the Warriors will just get on top of you.
Yeah. I'm going with Tohu Harris's hair here to win the game.
He's
going to put the ball in his hair. He's going to hide it, and then no one's going to know where it is, and he's going to stroll over the truck.
I think you'd like to put your balls in his hair. That's what I'm hearing. So the Warriors, they have... Absolute saloon passage, mate.
Titans, they're in top four. Home semi-final.
Tigers, Manly, Saints, Dolphins.
Yeah,
that is as just, easy as it gets.
They're top four.
They could be top two.
I just don't think they got the power to...
Nelly.
Are they a contender or a pretender then?
I think they're an excellent regular season team, but when it gets to the finals, they'll struggle.
Yeah. So do I. I don't think they played anyone. They haven't beaten anyone.
They've had an easy run.
They're going to get a home final in that lighting.
Yeah. Maybe.
In fucking Maryong Station mood lighting.
Yeah, well, that's where whoever plays them has to fucking train at Maryong Station at midnight.
Yep.
Yeah. I wonder, Tor, we'll talk next week because you know how France dogged on the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like, we need some venues for that, but that's not for this week. Okay. That's for next week. Penrith play the Storm.
Fuck, this is...
Okay. Now, he's not playing in this game, but Ryan Pappenhausen is back playing football this week, apparently.
Yeah, he's playing in the Q Cup.
So this is 1v4. Penrith are clearly contenders. They are the fucking gold standard.
Yeah.
I think Penrith win this easily,
unfortunately. Oh, not easily.
I don't know. They played like a few weeks ago and they just smashed them.
Yeah. Paying $1.30, Penrith. Melbourne paying $3.20. Yeah. Penrith just made Melbourne look second rate the other week.
Yep, true. Okay, look... I think, like you said, Penrith are the gold standard. I don't think anyone can beat them.
Now,
maybe the
do you think the Storm have a chance this year?
They've got a chance. They'll be thereabouts. I think they'll round out the four.
Even if Pappenhausen gets back, he's not going to be himself, right?
He can't be back now.
They'll come fourth, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so.
Or not at all.
Would you want Souths to play him in the finals?
No. I want to come fifth and we play eighth.
It should probably be us if we get our act together.
They haven't got the easiest draw. Melbourne have got Penrith, Raiders, Saints, Titans, and Broncos to finish.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Broncos in there.
Top four.
Yeah.
Top four.
Penrith?
Oh, no. Penrith, I thought that was the Warriors. Storm.
Storm.
That's the Storm, mate.
All right, let's get to it. Cowboys, Tractors v Broncos, no Val Holmes. Quite some time after dumbest fucking challenge ever, you idiots.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm definitely going Broncos here. I think they are fucking hot. They're on a hot streak.
What
are
they happened to the Cowboys?
Mr. Floyd?
Sorry?
The Broncos contenders?
Yeah.
Are they number two?
I'd say they're number two.
Like when it gets to the real footy.
When it gets to the real footy, they'll be number two. They've got a fucking killer pack.
Yes. And blueprint
they've got
now.
Fucking, they got the best halfback. In, oh, well, equal, I reckon he's equal to fucking.
He's up there.
Equally the best halfback.
You know,
the only thing I don't rate Billy Walters, really.
Oh, no. He's been playing good.
He's good, but I don't think he's a grand final winning dummy half.
Speed, and that's what they've got.
That's
in the
his drug order for tonight.
Yes,
they've got it in the backs. They've got it in the forwards. They've got young, athletic kids running around, mate.
Reece Walsh, mate, he's got enough time to put his eyeliner on before a game. Okay,
Ezra, mate, Ezra's got some zip too.
Yeah.
And that is the blueprint going ahead in the next few years. Going forward, if your team is old, fat, big, slow.
Not big.
You're not going to fucking make it in this competition.
Every one of those words was a dagger in my heart.
Youth.
And the Canberra Raiders' heart.
Youth.
Youth and enthusiasm.
Young, vibrant men.
Spoken
that's what
like
you need.
A man approaching middle to old age. That's what that sounded like. So what, you're saying Broncos, Panthers,
Broncos
grand final?
Two. I reckon it's probably Panthers Broncos grand final.
It's feeling that way.
That's
it
how
feels
I feel.
Like a gap.
Yeah.
The Cowboys losing last week to the Titans was a clusterfuck.
Yeah. Like
that was the game.
Yeah.
Because they do have a tough draw, and that wasn't one of their tough games.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Let's put them right on the edge. And now this is a big game for the Tractors.
This if they lose this, they're in trouble because they got
the
a crazy
draw.
Run.
Yeah, their draw is dog shit.
Mm. Very, very hard.
But this is the game of the round. Like, this is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
No Val,
which...
You like that name, Val?
I do, actually.
I do, too.
I don't know why.
Val from Prisoner.
That's like an old woman's name from the 70s. Yeah.
In Prisoner.
Valerie. Where did you put the docket for the dress, Valerie?
You know, each way they draw. They got the Broncos, then they got a bye.
Ooh,
then they got the Sharks, Dolphins, and finish with Penrith. Now, Penrith probably will rest everyone that week. So it's not as bad a draw.
They'll still win Penrith.
Tractors will make the eight.
Yeah, Tractors will make
Lock
the eight.
Lock it in, they're making the eight. And despite everything we said, and I really like the Broncos, I'm picking the Cowboys this week.
There you go for some crazy shit.
And they always come up, don't they?
Not always.
Fuck. Dolphins, mate, they're caught in a drift net, these motherfuckers.
Yeah, on my back. They're on my back.
They're
nowhere. They're playing the Knights. But here's the thing. Do you trust the Knights to continue with this? Because now they're on the edge of the eight. This is when they'll show their
collapse.
True colours.
No, I think Ponga's the difference here.
They're riding high. When you catch this wave, I've seen teams, we had it last year, they catch the wave, they're riding high. Yeah. Again, they've got speed again, and they're just, I don't know. There's just
I reckon,
something about them.
I'm taking Knights because of Ponga and Adam O'Brien's tattoo.
Bradman Best is a reverse Talakai. He had one Origin game,
yeah
and
that's
it's improved
right.
him by 100%.
He's
a bizarro Talakai.
Yeah.
Do you think the Knights got good after they beat the Bulldogs 66-0? Is this when their form turned?
It is.
Because they haven't lost a fucking game since then.
No.
They're on a run, man.
So they ate?
Just bear in mind.
No, we can't have all these teams in there.
Just bear in mind, they're on a run of four wins, yeah?
Yeah.
The first two were against the Bulldogs and the Tigers. Just keep that in mind.
Yep.
They do have the Bulldogs again in a couple of weeks.
And they got Rabbits. Mm. Sharks.
They got Rabbits.
Sharks are going to be fighting for the eight. So that's
we'll
a bit of a tough. Yeah.
I think so.
You still got that confidence, don't you?
Why is this game in Perth? And why should Perth care that this game is there?
We always take a game to Perth.
Oh, it's a double header.
It's because of the Women's Soccer World Cup.
Mm. Double header. I do like a double header.
Oh, I like a triple header. It's hard enough to get a single header.
These days.
these regional games, I'm sorry, I'll bring it up again. Bundaberg one.
Great.
I heard holds 5,000 people. They play in a stadium where they could only get 5,000 people. It's amateur, mate. Come on.
Luttrell
do something about. I'm
is
sorry.
The king of Tamworth.
Yeah,
they loved him.
Yeah, they did.
They did, but like that.
What game are we talking about?
The Souths game. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was only 5,000 people capacity. Come on, man. The field wasn't even properly done.
Mm.
I don't mind a bit of that.
Oh,
badly done field. I bet it was
like
dogs,
a badly packed kebab.
That was Dogs Dolphins played at Bundaberg. Who cares?
Oh,
Dogs. Yeah. They only would have got 5,000 at home bush anyway.
Yeah.
Same.
No.
They had a great day. I was looking at the crowd. They looked
it was
happy.
Good.
They were happy
good.
To be there and see all that shit, mistake-ridden football. They were
all
happy
right,
to
let's
be
get
there.
To the tipping.
For fucking tipping. Souths is because you know what's next. Ooh, South Sharks.
Danger game.
I'm going South.
I think you are going to fucking click this week.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to put 50 on them.
You are always right. That made me happy.
I don't think so. I think you guys are riding off the Sharks too soon, mate.
I'm not riding off.
They've got something there. They've got, and they were keeping it with Penrith last week. They were there.
It was 28-0.
I know, but there was a few little shitty grubber kick tries
and
whatnot.
Will Kennedy's out.
I know, but I think South will win.
Their attack. No, South will win by, you're going to lap them.
Lap, lap, lap.
He's done.
Still confident. I know you are.
A little bit. Okay, so we've got...
you know who
you've
got.
Equal points. These two teams are on equal points.
But we've got a buy in hand.
Yeah, but it's a big game.
Yeah, I know.
You want to beat these pricks.
Yeah, of course.
This
we have to win every
footy.
Game. We
this
have to win every
finals
game.
Finals footy in Perth, and you're going to smash them.
Okay, good.
Enjoy this one. You can eat during this one. I'm telling you. You can eat during this one.
I would have eaten by then.
You're going to...
It's good. And we'll come fifth, I reckon. We'll come fifth.
Fifth.
And the Sharks probably seventh.
Para Saints, who gives a fuck? I mean, Para.
They're done. They got too much of a hard run.
They're fucking cooked, mate.
They are cooked.
Like,
no RCG.
Yeah, Watson, no retired. Go forward, yeah. Eh? Junior Polo, I think he's gone right
he's
off the
gone.
Cliff. And that's going to be a big dent when he hits the bottom.
Bookenwald Gutho.
Bookenwald Gutho.
I think he's done himself a mischief.
Gutho. You're a fucking mess.
He needs to go to the $3 shop and get one of those toupees and just fucking stick it on and come out with that. Because at least cunts will be going in the opposition. Go, what the fuck's he doing? You got a little bit of that shit happening.
They got a hard draw too, Para. They got after Saints. Artist. They've got Broncos, Roosters, Panthers, and then the bye.
Broncos,
see ya.
Roosters,
yeah,
Panthers.
They need a win.
Gone,
all of
man.
Them.
They're gone.
I'd say Broncos, Roosters, Penrith, Mad Monday.
Yeah, you're gone.
Early Mad Monday. Early. They got the bye.
You're gone. You're fucking. Done. Disappointing year for Parramatta. Come on. Like they got a good roster.
They were the GF last year.
They had a really tough fucking start to the season. That put them in the back foot and they had injuries. Like they had fucking all the hard teams and every team was coming off a bye playing them. That's not fair.
We played them coming off a bye and lost.
The Raiders of Canberra are playing the West Tigers.
Now, you think this is an easy game, but the Tigers are playing good.
The Tigers
they
are
came
up
back.
For it, mate.
They came back.
They're up for it.
Yeah, they're up for
what?
It.
What are they up for?
I know that Arpy was doing all the short dropouts to Campbell Graham, 6'7" monster. You should win that. You should comfortably win that.
Comfortably win.
Fucking win. We haven't won comfortably all year.
You're going to comfortably win
Hudson
this game.
Young
in
for
a Canberra
a
style.
Double.
We should have lost last time we played Tigers, remember? Yeah. They ran us down.
Have Canberra ever, this iteration, comfortably won a game?
Not
you like,
this year,
you
no.
You seem to like discomfort.
It's literally...
A grind.
The worst for and against. We're like fucking 15th for and against. It's terrible.
You got an odd draw coming up too.
Yeah.
You got the Tigers and the Dogs in 3 weeks with the Storm wedged in the middle.
And
you've got Broncos and Sharks.
No, you're out.
No one's talking about us dropping out of the eight.
I'm saying you're
in the
eight.
Yes, we will.
You're in the eight.
Yes, we will. Look, for and against, mate. Anyone that draws with us, we're out. Our for and against is horrible, and we're not that far ahead.
All right, let me tell you something. The eight teams in the eight now.
Here we go.
Will pretty much be the eight that are there at the end. The only one who may drop out of the current eight would be the Cronulla Sharks.
You've talked to the prophet, haven't you?
Yep. The Sharks may drop out. The rest will be in.
Yeah.
I think Knights are going to push.
Yeah, they may take the Sharks spot.
Yeah.
Knights or Manly may take the Sharks spot. That's it.
All right.
Tell
Was that
now.
Everyone? Was that everyone?
Yep.
Well, Dogs got the bye, so yeah. That'd be a tight game.
Yeah.
I think.
So read out the eight then.
Right now?
Yeah.
Panthers, Broncos, Warriors, Storm. So
that's the top four. I reckon that's going to change.
And that's four. 30. They're that's on 30. Then you go to 28, Raiders. 26, Rabbits, Sharks, Cowboys.
Yeah.
25, Knights.
I reckon that's how it's going to say.
That's odd, too. You got two teams on 25.
Yeah.
That's interesting, too. That's it. Like, that's your cut. I think 9 or 10, Knights or Manly may take the Sharks. That's it.
Right. Okay. Well, there it is. There it is, and there we are.
It's crunch time, mate.
Yeah, it's crunch
time.
Five
rounds left? Four or five?
Four, I believe.
Too many. God's sake, NRL.
Yeah, look.
Start the comp again.
Cut it down, you fuckers.
In December.
It's just too much.
I was thinking they should have like games on Christmas Day. They should do a Christmas Day special.
Well, that's what they do in the NFL, right?
Oh, basketball, yeah. NBA, yeah. NFL.
How good would it be having Christmas and footy on as well?
Even the...
don't tell me this stuff.
Nice. Even the basketball here are doing it now. Yeah. Sydney Kings have a Christmas game.
Yeah. Just bring it back.
That's...
Christmas Day and...
That's orgasmic. Big feed, lay back, watch the fucking footy.
Just
You've got the off-season. They should play round one Christmas Day and then they get another couple of months off.
Yeah. How good's that?
Maybe one on Halloween. Do a Halloween special. You can dress up for that one.
You play round one...
I don't mind that.
...of the following year on Christmas Day. And then after that round, the season starts in March again.
Mm.
Yeah.
But there's a trade window.
Oh, that's good.
A reactionary trade window after your one game.
Yeah, Christmas trade window.
So it's like a Christmas massacre. You just fucking trade
just
everyone.
Just do that Boxing Day. The trade window on Boxing Day.
And teams, how about this? Teams don't have to lock in contracts until after Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So you won't play for performance. Your contract. It's performance day.
And every team has to trade at least one player.
Yeah. And three of the Christmas players on players. Each team have to be dressed head to toe as the three wise men.
Payne Haas.